Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol agents, as well as our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those who are helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And yes, we'll have a Freedom Convoy report in a few minutes. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, you can check us out on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, where I would be willing to think it's a little warmer than what it is where I'm at right now, that's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
What's the temperature?
He's at 67 degrees.
All right, you're 5 degrees warmer than me, and they're all going back inside because some of them don't have coats on, and it's still a little nippy. Got a little bit of a wind. Going to be 44 by morning here.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we got two mornings of cool temperatures, and then we're back up to where we should be. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize, of course, the one nation under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to get some kudos out there to the Super Bowl winning team, the Los Angeles Rams. It was a hell of a game. I really thought that the Bengals had a chance to pull it out, but at the very end of the game, here came the Rams, and they scored. But being how you're out in California, I got a little ode to the troops, so to speak. Want to hear it?
Oh, sure do.
Here we go. Well, because it is California, and because they are the L.A. Rams, they get a little surfer music going there. How do you like that?
Well, I love it. I love it. It was really a lot of times, Captain, the Super Bowls can be blowouts, you know, and it's not as interesting. But this game, you know, I like football games where they can kind of go either way. This went literally down to the wire, and so it was very competitive.
Well, full disclosure, I watched the game. But I did not watch the halftime show because I knew it was going to be scrungy and I didn't want any part of it.
Well, you know, it was billed, at least one of the correspondents on the field said it was going to be very likely the most or the best halftime show ever in the history of the Super Bowl.
Not what I heard.
Kind of hard to live up to, you know. It was okay. It was Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, I think. And so it was mostly rap and hip-hop music, whereas not opposed to that, per se. But I just thought the whole execution was just kind of dull, you know. But it was what it was, and the people in the stadium seemed to enjoy it.
Well, it's California. By the way, I saw a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, including the governor and the mayor of L.A., no masks.
That is really something. We were watching, and we thought, yes, the very same thing. Every single time they pan around that here's this celebrity or that celebrity, nobody had masks on. I mean, every once in a while you might see somebody like that. But, you know, Captain, I was waiting for him to stop the game, you know, and say, we're waiting for everybody to put their masks on. Don't forget we have this mask mandate. And it never materialized.
I saw some NFL referees wearing officials wearing masks on the sideline.
Yep, yep.
The guys in the chains and, what?
I was just going to say, no, you're right. Yeah, and some of the folks did, but the spectators didn't seem to have masks on at all.
No, and they didn't enforce it, and they didn't care. But there you go. So double standard.
Double standard. That's right.
All right. Well, we got to talk a little bit here before, because we'll get into more detail about it, because I have a number of, I've got 1, 2, 3 stories coming out of the Ukraine situation. But Joe Biden apparently told Vladimir Putin in a phone call on Saturday that the West would respond decisively to any invasion of the Ukraine by Russia, as such an attack would harm and isolate Moscow. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like this guy is really trying to instigate Russia. That's the wrong thing to say to Vladimir Putin.
Well, it's the tough talk, right? At least they're trying to project that with Joe Biden. He also talked to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, and said the United States would react swiftly and decisively, basically, to any Russian military action. You know, yeah, they're trying to sort of posture themselves, and that's not really trying to defuse this whole thing, because I think Putin has already made up his mind as to what he's going to do.
Well, I agree with that, but you do not talk like that, because it's a threatening way of talking.
Right. When you're trying to defuse a situation that obviously is going to be really bad.
Oh, my goodness. You betcha. Yep. Yep. And it may happen this week, for all we know, yet. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And let's see. The professor of politics has volunteered to do the outro. So here we go.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get right back to him in a minute. But I need to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and his company. And by the way, over the weekend, he delivered all those pillows up there to the Freedom Convoy folks at both the Ambassador Bridge and also there at Port Huron. And I don't know how many pillows he gave out, but it was a lot. I know that much. And if you want to find out more about what he has on special right now, and he's got hundreds of items, you can go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials page. That's right, the Radio Listener Specials page. And you will find at least 150 items there with insanely reduced prices. You will save 50%. You'll save 67%. You'll save 75%. You'll have some buy one, get one opportunities there. But you got to go there to look, to see it. And then when you get there, you need a promo code to get those prices. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. One word, Captain. That's the promo code. And if you want to call them and talk to them on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com. Check it out for the low, low, low prices that they have there on the Radio Listener Specials page. Remember, your promo code will always be one word, Captain. That's it. Promo code is Captain, and your phone number is 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Check it out. I'm sure you'll find something there that you'll want to buy. And by the way, it is Valentine's Day. You can get some great stuff for your honey there, too, like those slippers, right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, it, especially if you wanted to get the slippers or another my pillow, for example. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff there. And you're right. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page.
Then she won't steal your pillow.
That's right.
All right. Well, we just talked about Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden in a phone call on Saturday. And Biden reportedly told Putin that the West would respond decisively to any invasion in Ukraine by Russia. And such an attack would harm and isolate Russia. Well, I don't think he gives a rat's you know what about that.
No, I think you're exactly right, Captain. I think Vladimir Putin has already factored in whatever pain, quote unquote, he might receive from an invasion in terms of sanctions and things like that. But he's somebody who's obviously, he knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows what he's willing to sacrifice or take in order to get it. The other thing that's been factored in is the fact that the Biden administration has projected weakness. This is nothing new, obviously.
Yes.
Certainly President Trump, he projected strength. Other presidents have projected strength that Vladimir Putin would want to think twice about. But Biden has almost gone out of his way to project the weakness. And now with this tough talk, I think it just makes Vladimir Putin kind of smile.
Yeah, but we all know it's nothing. Joe Biden
right.
is a wimp. We all know that. Now,
well, right, exactly.
Now, the remaining U.S. diplomats that are in Ukraine are now moving to the western city of Lviv, and that is almost over into Poland, and it's not very far from that border. And they are going to be working from that city, and the Ukraine forces there and the government of Ukraine has said that they're going to keep the airspace open despite the Russian threat telling people don't be flying around Ukraine.
Well, right. And, of course, obviously, you know, I think it would be a pretty easy foregone conclusion.
Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if they do what happened before and they shoot down an airliner?
See, that's the thing. That's exactly the thing. You can have a terrible accident like that. You can have somebody go into that airspace that in a time of war or a time of invasion like that, where it would be something that could happen, unfortunately, quite easily. But I'm also thinking that the Russian aircraft are going to be able to more or less dominate over the Ukrainian airspace, one would think, without some serious help from the outside.
And they can't be shot down because Ukraine has nothing to shoot them down with.
Well, that's exactly. As far as we know, this is the one thing that hasn't been going there, and these are the surface-to-air missiles.
Now, 175 troops were in Ukraine from the Florida National Guard. They were given 2 hours yesterday to load up and move, which they have. I'm not sure if they've left the country or if they've headed also where our U.S. Embassy people went, but they have definitely moved out of the area. And we also know that the Ukraine escalation right now with the U.S. deploying nuclear-ready bombers to the United Kingdom. We sent some B-52 bombers there just in case. And as I said before, there are nuclear weapons in the region.
Well, that's exactly right. This is one of the things we have to watch very, very carefully because these things can start to progress that goes out of the hands, really, of the leadership, perhaps in some cases. People dig in. But the idea now you've got the B-52s going to the United Kingdom, that obviously sends a message. But at the same time, it points up the idea that if this goes really bad and somehow you've got Americans going against Russians, then the situation can deteriorate pretty quickly for one side. And then that brings in the whole specter of how far are you willing to go with this. And so whereas the Biden administration, Captain, doesn't seem to be doing everything possible to defuse this situation, you know, it could put us into a very, very bad position.
Right.
Just to say the least.
And George the Godfather's chiming in saying good morning and good morning to him back.
Yes, good morning, George.
Now, the other thing is numerous international airlines have canceled all flights into the Ukraine, fearing Russian violence. Okay, so we've got a few airliners on the ground there that are taking people out. So what do we do now with the people that are there that want to get out and there's no airlines, commercial airlines, to get out with? Now what do we do?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Obviously, the whole idea is to try to help people get out of there. But if you start bringing in American military, for example, that could also create different problems for this whole situation.
Well, there are American military flights that have been flying in because they brought in another huge cache of weapons and ammunition over the weekend. And that's going to stop very quickly, too, because you know, if the Russians get a chance. And this is why I'm saying they already shot down a commercial airliner back in 2014. They did that, and they just kind of laughed about it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yep.
Well, we thought it was a bomber.
Right.
They knew exactly what it was.
Well, and again, this goes to show exactly who you're dealing with. Vladimir Putin's not playing a game that he thinks he might win, or he's just going to take a chance, or, you know, kind of roll the dice and see what happens. I think he's very calculating. And it's not something that, you know, we laud or admire in that sense, but it's just kind of the way that it is. You have to know who your opponent is. And, he is definitely not worried about whether or not the international community is going to denounce him or any of these things. He's proceeding along his course. He's got these very, very strong feelings, obviously, about reuniting a lot of what used to be the Soviet Union. He is very concerned about NATO and possible expansion into Ukraine, although I think it's highly unlikely that Ukraine would become part of NATO at some point. Ukraine has its own problems. But nevertheless, I think he wants the resources that Ukraine has. Well, that's why the Soviets loved Ukraine.
Biden's inability to navigate the foreign policy is not only shameful, it's dangerous. And after lifting the Trump-imposed sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was there, Biden gave Russia exactly what they wanted, which is why Biden is now bending to meet their needs. We've seen that. Why wouldn't we be in this position in the first place if Biden hadn't lifted the Trump-imposed sanctions on China, on Russia? Why would we not be in this position?
Well, exactly. You know, it sort of begs the question, Captain. You know, I thought Trump was the puppet of Russia, but Trump wasn't doing things to make Russia happy.
Yeah, we're
going
to get into what Trump, what we found out about Trump over the weekend, thanks to John Durham, when we come back. But we also have got huge news pertaining to that and the Truckers Freedom Convoy thing. We'll see if we can get that in, but we've got to come back with, of course, the John Durham investigation and what came out there. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police moved in to clear and arrest the remaining protesters near the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing. Officials in Windsor, Ontario, say more than two dozen people were arrested peacefully, seven vehicles were towed, and five were seized. It happened near the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor to Detroit. The crossing is a vital link to the automotive industry. The protests were against Canada's COVID-19 protocols, a larger protest against those protocols in the Canadian capital of Ottawa that jammed downtown streets for more than 2 weeks, appears to be winding down. Mayor Jim Watson says he struck a deal with protesters to meet with them if they confined their protests to an area around Parliament Hill and move their trucks and other vehicles out of residential neighborhoods by noon on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product, and I saw a lot of people, by the way, hello to everybody that was at the gun show that I met over the weekend down there in Sarasota. Saw a lot of people down there, and they were all talking about Relief Factor. A whole bunch of them had ordered Relief Factor, and they were thanking me for taking it, saying that it was really helping them. People with back problems, people with knee, ankle, shoulder, wrist problems, where they had chronic pain and had it for years, and now suddenly it wasn't there anymore, which is what this is designed to do. Because this product, Relief Factor, is a combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise or everyday living or whatever the problem is that you've got. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways. Simply put, it alleviates the pain at its source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you, something your body needs to have anyway. And then, on top of that, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfiture, and it also helps the healing process. So all you got to lose is pain. This costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. You'll know by the end of that third week whether or not it's going to work for you. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, order the 1995 3-week quick start, and you'll be able to start finding out what it's like to be free of pain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller that's on the line, I want to talk about this bombshell of a report that came out over the weekend. John Durham dropped a shock and awe filing about the spying on Donald Trump done by the Hillary Clinton campaign and her law office, Perkins and Chloe, and some other things. Now, even if we don't hear much about him anymore, John Durham is still very hard at work. And over the last several months, his investigation into misconduct surrounding the investigation into Donald Trump and Russia has only heated up since Joe Biden took office. Now, here's why, ladies and gentlemen. Here's why. The first major shoe to drop was the indictment of Michael Sussman, who was the intermediary for Hillary Clinton digging up dirt on Donald Trump. In Sussman's case, he lied about who he was working for and misled the FBI regarding the now-debunked Alpha Bank story. There was no such thing. But given the vast involvement of other individuals working for the infamous Perkins Coie law firm, including Mark Elias, which Clinton used as a proxy to smear Trump, and Elias worked for the Clinton campaign, with the false claims that were made about Russian collusion, Durham's investigation is likely to go even further, with hints that as of recently, his latest filing is definitely a true shock and awe moment. It's got people shaking in their boots in D.C., Kyle.
It really does. And, you know, Captain, as we get more details about this, to say it's a bombshell is really an understatement. You know, when you have this kind of infiltration going on, trying to, you know, create the false Russian story,
et cetera. Wait till you hear this. According to Durham, and this is what he said, according to Durham, who's clearly trying to signal at this point that he's got the goods on a lot of people, and he does, Trump was not only being spied on, he was actually being spied on while president by outside allies of Perkins Coie from the Trump Tower to the actual office of president, and the Clinton campaign, get this, was selling the information to the Russians.
You see, that is, again, where...
That is treason.
Well, that's right. And the fact that it was not just Trump Tower when he was, you know, obviously should never be done, but not just as a candidate, but even when he went to the White House. Now, the American people, Captain, are going to be hearing about this, although many in the media are going to try to squelch
it. They have already tried. They tried yesterday. I was watching them, what they were trying to do. It's not going to work. And here's why. You want to hear why?
Yep.
This blows Watergate right out of the water, and I remember Watergate like it was yesterday because I covered it on the radio. This blows Watergate right out of the water and almost makes it look like child's play, only in the current hyper-partisan environment where Democrats can literally get away with anything, is this not a major national scandal? Of course, have the associates of Hillary Clinton and the allies of the law firm she was contracting to get dirt on Trump, have they used government channels to spy on it? So the answer is yes, and not just during the campaign, but after he became president, and Durham would never say anything like this, nor would he put something like this out, if it wasn't true, and he had proof.
Well, right. It also shows, Captain, just how far these people will go in order to thwart our elections, to thwart the legitimate transfer of power. They'll go as far as they want to go because they want the power.
And regardless, folks, you need to understand, Hillary Clinton was everything that we told you she was and others as well. Now, will she be held accountable for her and not just her lackeys? I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yep.
All right, to the phone line we go, and we have Mike, I forgot what I called him the other day, but
he's the unofficial mayor of Clearwater?
Yeah, but I said something else. But anyway, he's the unofficial mayor of Clearwater. But go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was watching a documentary the other day. I can't remember what streaming service it was on, but that's not important. But it was talking about President Kennedy back in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, you know, all the kids in school were like, you know, get under the desk and duck and cover. And, you know, we came very close to the brink back in the early 60s. Now, with what you and the captain just said about B-52s being deployed to the U.K. and all of these things being amassed around the border of Ukraine, are we at that brink again, possibly? Because, you know, you talk about nuclear weapons and one side making a small miscalculation, and the whole thing can blow up. So are we this close to World War III or the end of the world or whatever you want to call it? Thank you so much, Kyle.
I don't think we're that close to the end of the world, but who has nuclear weapons over there, Kyle?
Well, of course, Russia does. I think there's some in Ukraine as well.
Ukraine is where Russia kept their nuclear weapons, their stockpile, you bet.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so to Mike's point, yeah, I do think that miscalculations or misunderstandings can lead to very bad things when you have these big superpowers, as it were, you know, going against one another over something like this. The Cuban Missile Crisis, I think, is a little bit different only because there wasn't a whole lot of parity back then between Russia and the United States, or the Soviet Union and the United States. But obviously there was a way to go about that. The blockade worked eventually, and the rest is history. But in this particular case, it's the fact that you've got the tactical nukes, you've got strategic nukes, which I think would probably be part of, you know, they would have to escalate very, very far in order to get to something like that. But we're not seeing, you know, the leadership in all of this. So something is likely going to happen. That seems to be the consensus. Russia's going to do something in Ukraine. We'll see what that is in the next 48 to 72 hours, according to some reports. But it's how it's all handled. But when you get into proximity, you don't want something to start something that you can't turn off. That's why the Biden administration is not doing its best, I think, at this point, to make sure this gets turned off.
Well, it's a little late for that because they ratcheted up the rhetoric over the weekend, which is something
right.
you just don't do. And they made
right.
it sound like as if, well, if you do that, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it very quickly, and we're going to stop you. I mean, he's insinuated all that, okay? And Putin is going to call his bluff. Watch and see.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on deck, so don't go anywhere. We'll have that when we do come back.
And the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Together for everyone.
City.
1963 on that one, Kyle. Let me tell you something. Back then, those 7-ounce bottles of Coke were 5 cents, and you could buy a quart of Coke for a quarter.
Wow. Times have changed.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And the only reason I know that is because it was in the song. They were showing pictures of, you know, the prices of things.
Oh, yeah?
And they showed hamburgers in there for 9 cents. And those are the original McDonald's. Remember when McDonald's was, at one time I think McDonald's was a nickel, but then they did go up to 9 cents, and the French fries were a nickel. You could, for a buck, you could stuff yourself a McDonald's.
Yep.
Imagine
those
that.
Days.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as they say, those were the days, my friend. Never mind. All right. All right.
Another song. Yeah.
Yeah, it is another song. We'll probably play it someday, too. Well, you know, early this week, an aggressive storm system is going to begin to dig south and east across the western U.S. to produce some heavy mountain snow and cooler temperatures. The system will evolve mid to late week into a large-scale multi-hazard storm with heavy snow, a wintry mix, heavy rain, possible flooding, and severe thunderstorms across the central, southern, and eastern U.S. In the meantime, you got some weather out there tonight. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. Right now, take a look at the radar. Looks like we've got some rain, but that's going to be in Oregon tonight. It's along U.S. Highway 26, and if you're in the area of Prineville or Mitchell, you've got some rain going across the road there. We've also got some winter weather advisories to tell you about. This is going to be a little bit south of Seattle, a little bit east of Portland as it makes its way down through Washington, through Oregon, down towards the California border there with the winter weather advisory. Also, you got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be north of I-80 up in the northeast corner of Nevada tonight. We do have a high wind watch out near on I-80. This is going to be west of Laramie as you head towards Elk Mountain. And then in a larger scale in the Southern California, Southern Nevada area, we do have a wind advisory coming up over the next couple of days or so. And then in the high deserts, that could spell a little bit of trouble for you. So be aware of that if you're going to be coming along Interstate 15, traveling between Nevada and Southern California. Also, it's going to be hot and dry, low humidity over most of New Mexico over the next day or so, as far as we can tell right now. And you may have some gusty winds as you go across the interstates there as well because of this hot, dry weather that's going on right now.
Well, I'm going to start in North Dakota. I'm going to start in Minnesota, and I'm going to come down to the South Dakota state line. You've got below zero temperatures up there, folks. And again, rule of thumb is you better have your weather right before you ever get anywhere near St. Louis, your fuel rather, because of the weather that you're going to be going into, because that cold temperature doesn't take long for your fuel to gel. And always try to keep your tanks as full as you can keep them. Do not let them get down below half a tank, or you'll have ice in your tanks if you don't have heated tanks. Now, you've also got some snow that's up there between Fargo and Minot in North Dakota, along with the cold temperatures. We'll move straight on down. We've got some unsettled conditions and a developing system that looks like it's going to become snow. Right now it's wind with a little bit of mixed precipitation, southwestern corner of Oklahoma, as well as southwestern corner of Kansas, and down through Lubbock, Texas, and Plainview, Texas, down to Midland, coming out of Rio Doso, down into the mountains there, east of El Paso, down to the Mexican border. So there'll be something developing there. We just don't know what something's going to be yet. In the meantime, upstate New York, the Adirondacks, below zero temperatures, a little bit of snow. We have a clipper tonight, an Alberta clipper, coming across from the upper part of Michigan, where there's been some snow today there. 1 to 3 inches across there, and it's moving across into upstate New York right now. Again, up there around Watertown to the Thousand Islands Bridge, and also on the Ontario side. So if you're over there in Ontario, on the other side of Lake Ontario, you might have a little bit of snow. Now, coming over on the East Coast, we do have some wind, high wind, which is right there on the ocean side, and it's in particular off Cape Cod and down there to Long Island in particular, some pretty gusty winds there and some high seas, so be advised of that. Then when you come on down towards the Chesapeake Bay, unsettled weather conditions coming out of the mountains there, could be a light dusting of snow over the next day or so, and over there on the ocean side, Atlantic Ocean, you have some really rough seas there. Coming on down to Georgia, we have dense fog tonight, and it's cold. Cold means it's like 28 to 32 degrees in South Georgia, which is chilly for them. Also, North Florida, I-10, I-75, Lake City, Live Oak, that away over towards Baldwin. You got some cool temperatures in there. And we do have some wind tonight down here in Florida where right now, let me look at the temperature here. Right now it's 52 degrees where I'm at, and there is a wind, and it feels like it's in the 40s. And it's going to be that way by morning where we're going to have temperatures in the 40s with a wind, and it'll feel in some areas like it's in the 30s. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Blind Jay first.
Well, Captain, you know, the Pilot and Flying J bring the Trucker Highway and Byway Report to you every night here on the program. And the good people at Pilot and Flying J want you to stop in today. They want you to find out all the great amenities that they have at the Pilots and Flying J's. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J, and you can plan your trip accordingly. Now, the Drivers Club is the thing that you want to join so you can start earning points on everything that you're buying there at the Pilot or Flying J, the food, the fuel, the supplies that you buy. Then you can manage those points and check them out with their My Rewards Plus app that you can download. And you'll also get special offers as well. And when you join up, you're going to start earning points on, for example, after just six fills, you can earn 4 points per gallon. Now, you'd have to try that with 15 with the other guys. So it's definitely the best deal out there. And also, we think you'll agree they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Now, very quickly, before we run out of time here for the segment, we had the Canadian police yesterday clear off the Ambassador Bridge. They told the trucks that were there, we're going to give you a ticket for now. If not, you will be arrested for mischief, criminal mischief, and you will be taken off the bridge by force. Some people were arrested. Tow vehicles were brought up there, and they towed some trucks out of the way, and some other ones, the drivers just said, I've had enough, and they drove away. So there you go. All right, Kyle, hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.